My name is Leah Martin. I am part of the program team here at Golden Village, and I am happy to hear some of you perform what you've been working on this weekend. So first of all, I want to start out by saying that there are no rules except no disclaimers before you begin a piece. So don't get up here and say, this is a really crappy piece that I wrote, and I feel kind of poopy about it. So enjoy. No one's going to enjoy it after that. So feel free to give a little backstory if that is necessary, but we want to hear your piece. And then the next thing I have, I will just be saying, next we have this person, and then I'll say on deck, and that means you're the person after them. So you'll kind of know to prepare yourself. Feel free to step out if you would like to, no one, to kind of get yourself in the game. Recently I was at a poetry reading, and the person who started it off began with a really lousy poem that they made up on the spot to make everyone feel really, really comfortable. So right now, I am going with my IT assistant. I'm going to perform what is sure to be the lousiest poem tonight. No, but I'm saying, you know that everything.
Women's retreat. The rain fell. Sloshy, sloshy. Sloshy, sloshy. He fell. Sloshy, sloshy. But he rose to greet the mountains in their pearly, goat-like prancing. I sat and ate. Food prepared by Stuffy. She's not a stuffed animal. She's a real person. And so too are we. Our sacrificial poet. And up next, we are going to have Michelle.
Sacrificial, I thought
it was sacrificing your gifts for the world.
Okay, this is a poem, and if you weren't at the poetry session, we had a poem instructions to the artist that we based our poems on. And it was instructions to the artist who is painting our portrait. Or my portrait. This is instructions to the artist who is painting my portrait. I wish my clothes to be classic yet dashing. And since I must maintain appropriate priorities, include the marked down price tag tossed carelessly aside. Please paint my lips smile bright, teeth pearl white, eyes champagne sparkle, cheeks strawberry dimpled. The result should be a merry mischief, as if we have shared a secret prank. The body should be a relaxed mix, strong, gentle, confident, kind, suggesting a goddess. A modest goddess, but a goddess all the same. The background should indicate my many roles in life. A patchwork of hats, possibly, one each, for mother, teacher, head bus driver, wife, organizer, consultant, volunteer. No need to include hats for gossip monger, or judge, or liar. Also, have a troop of dancing lemurs, an allusion to my year in Madagascar. A Cinderella castle for my European excursion. I should like a Renaissance quality oil paints. Rich colors, light and shadows, beautiful serenity. The overall impression should be order and control. Screw it. Paint reality. Paint me a Picasso hot mess.
We now have Michelle. Next up, we have Katrina.
So some of you hopefully will recognize this tune. If you know the song from Music Man, and I'm blanking on the name of the song, but hopefully you'll remember it. So this is dedicated to my four daughters who are not here. But this is dedicated for them. You were young in my arms. Now you're grown and oh so lovely. It's so hard to believe that you are leaving home soon. Your laughter makes me smile. Running on the sandy beach, your little girl smiles are with me always. Your growing body and sarcastic attitude warn me that you are a teen and your eye rolls are intact. You were young in my arms, now you're grown and oh so lovely. It's so hard to believe that you are leaving home soon. Are leaving home soon.
After Katrina, we'll have Gloria.
I didn't read a poem, but someone told me I should share. When we were giving these journals, I have a lot of journals at home that have 1/5 of them full up and the rest are blank pages, and I vowed that this would not be one of those. And so after the shapes workshop, I went and found a bunch of scrap paper and made little shapes for all of the different colors, which I'm very proud of now, so I want to show that off first. I am similar to what we heard first. This is from the instructions to the artist exercise that we did. And there are no children here. There's like a small racy bit in the middle, that's it. I would hate to be dishonest, so my body should be of a pear shape, as it naturally is. But not the pair of a 43-year-old secretary who's been sitting in the same chair too long. The pair of a Victorian woman whose body would have been all the rage. My hair should be the best it can be, but rarely is. The way it is after I take a shower and then roll around on a bed. Yes, after sex hair. That's the hair I want forever. Tilt my face to one side so you can see my cheekbones the way some see them. I look good in A-line dresses, if that helps. I should be alone in my painting, as any man of note would be worthy of his own painting. And any that would need to share mine is not worth remembering. I don't know much about paints, but I know watercolors are far too ethereal for the woman I've become, and oils are presumptuous. Lest anyone suggest otherwise, I have no tattoos and will never have tattoos, as no part of me has stayed the same over time. Besides, I have commitment issues. I appreciate a good title, so please call the portrait something intriguing and include a reasonable description of what the painting is for. What is this for, anyway?
we will see a slideshow with music from the workshops that Chuck and Peg did.
Instructions to the artist. I wish my hair thick and wild like a lion's, lion's mane. Paint no hat or bandana on it to try to tame it. Please do not sag my eyelids as if a dozing fisherman waiting for that fish that never comes. Do make my lips even. So that judging cannot pass. And make my teeth as if Tom Sawyer had whitewashed them. Oh. A smile of your choosing is acceptable. Have me playing a cello, a hen resting on its curly-cued neck, other hens around my bare feet, and a scattering of freshly laid brown eggs. Should one break, would be acceptable. I want my body to be one with the cello, like a rainbow feels in the sky. Please add bluebirds flying. I want a cell phone open to texting. Resting by the broken egg, should it have been broken. In the background, I will want the beach, the mountains, and smoke escaping from a broken red brick chimney. Paint me in oils. They do not fade. How will you accomplish all this in the finest of taste? I leave to you and your talent. That, of course, is why I commissioned you in the first place.
Thank you.
songs and your group of...
Funny songs!
You're up!
Oh, that's a...
And after that, we will have Lori Lane.
And I know there's not supposed to be any caveat, so I'll say we've been working on this for weeks. One more time. One take. The doctor says I'm 5'3". Where did that quarter inch go? His nurse asks if I've fallen recently. Now why does he need to know? Age creeps up. Why is this happening to me?
Why is this happening to me?
I've walked this hill many times before. Why must I stop now and rest? My inhaler's at home on the shelf. Do I need another for my bag? Age creeps up. Why is this happening to me?
Why is this happening to me?
My yoga instructor wants tree pose today. Is heel on my ankle and toes on the floor the best I can do today? You do tree, I'll stay in child. Can you help me up from the floor? Can you help me up from the floor?
Age creeps up.
Why is this happening to me?
Why is this happening to me?
Red matching polish on fingers and toes seems just a memory. Why, oh why can't I reach my toes? I can only reach my knees. I'll have to pay for red on my toes when I used to get it for free. Age creeps up. Why is this happening to me? Is this what God's plan for me?
Are there any children in the room?
And old sphincters are giving me fits because I am old now, and that's just the pits. Sometimes joints are squeaky, I'm no longer spry. Sometimes farts are greasy and itch when you dry. Sometimes it's my bladder. Sometimes it's my butt. And if I'm really lucky, no one hears when I cut. I know this is not proper, but let's keep it real. 'Cause all these great artists said to write what I feel.
I think we're done. I think we're done.
Later.
Right now we have Glory, and Jeannie will be after.
Little palate cleanser.
That's a hard act to follow. That's all I will say. But I took the session from Elizabeth, and so I have instructions to the artist. Go to Holden. Put on your hiking boots. Turn your phone off. It won't work there anyway. Now, walk down some stairs to the crafts cave, past the stained glass doors and the bookshelves filled with Roald Dahl, Madeleine L'Engle, C.S. Lewis, Laura Ingalls Wilder, and other friends of children waiting for our company. Find your art supplies, pen and ink, colored pencils, crayons, permanent markers, oils, whatever inspires you. Bring a white canvas sketchbook, 5x8, 40x40. Extra large. You decide how big my portrait should be. Now, look me in the eye. People don't do that much anymore. Too distracted by screens, afraid to stare. Notice my eyes. Are they green or blue? It always depends on what I'm wearing. Am I wearing snow or sun filtered through evergreen? Or am I only soaked through to skin? Do I have cerulean blue in my jacket today? Or is it cornflower blue, like the color of crayon in my morning sketch? Paint me with music, please. Add its energy to my face, which shows the signs of my aging. Paint my soul, if you can. The soul of my blue-green eyes, the soul in my smile. Please, if nothing else, show me smiling. It's how I like to see myself, even if I don't always wear one. Today, put a big smile on me and show lots of teeth. They have yellowed. I hear it happens with time and the drinking of tea. I've never even liked tea. But could you make them white just tonight? I would love for my teeth to be white. But please don't worry so much about my face. Do your best at any rate. What I'd really like, if you are able, is to show me on the snow-crusted path, dressed in a turquoise puffy ski coat and ankle boots, dumbbell in the background, waking in the morning light, with orange sawdust laden at the foot of the stairs of the dining hall, just before the bell rang for matins, before we said hello to God, after Father God and Mother Earth have said a loud hello to us and have opened our eyes to the mountains that surround this village, to the hills that sustain us. If you leave out everything else, just show the mountains. We never forgot they were there, but please show us where to look in time of trouble. Show us where to look in time. Show us the lights behind the hills, the lights inside of us. Just illumine me. Not the backlight from our screens, but the light from behind the hills, the lights outside of me, the lights that move me, stay me, comfort me. Show them buckskin, copper, show them dumbbell. Please, please, just don't forget, illumine me.
This is instructions on how I want my portrait painted. I want red hair in my portrait, not orange or fire engine red, but redwood red. Eyes the color of forget-me-nots, wearing my butterfly earrings with Saddle Mountain in the background. I see me wearing a voluminous dress with an apron and three-quarter sleeves for washing dishes and picking peas. To be holding my great-grandson, who is much like trying to hold on to a 20-pound bag of snakes. Barefoot with my little dog hiding in my skirts barking at the chickens. Show my age, crone, and show me happy, happy, happy.
Then Aaron.
Sure, you don't
want to
play this? I'm not actually sure I can do this.
I can just do acapella if you're not ready.
Well, I can try.
You can try.
So and that denigration.
I don't. Well, I've never even seen this. That's not
denigration.
Okay, I'll just try it and then I'll stop if I'm really not as wonderful right. as I am.
So here's the backstory. I've been at Holden Village. My name's Penny, and I'm the electrician in the village, and I've been here for almost 2 years, and. Our internet, while it is it's functional some of the time, is rather slow, and we do spend a fair amount of time waiting for things to load, and there are days when emails cannot be sent, and we're not sure exactly how or why sometimes, but it does happen. So that is the backstory for this, and this is to the tune of Sitting by the Dock of the Bay. Sitting in my office chair, internet makes me despair. Waiting for my page to load, I'm so mad I just wanna explode. I'm sitting in my office chair at Holden Village and nothing is there. Sitting in my office chair, wasting time. I'm telling you, Peggy Cho. I left my home on the coast, headed for Holden to stay. IT really can't boast. One email here can take all darn day. Sitting in my office chair, you guys can join me, at Holden Village and nothing is there. Sitting in my office chair, wasting time. Been sitting here, it seems like an hour, and here it comes, but there goes the power. The lights have come back on, but my workday is almost gone. I'm sitting in my office chair, at Holden Village and nothing is there. Ooh-wee. Sitting in my office chair, wasting time.
One more chorus.
Sometimes a place apart gives you the time to knit a scarf. But the internet at Holden Village just wastes my time.
Another song from Linda and crew and Kathy. Are there any that we're missing, or anyone feel the Holy Spirit moving them to Linda and crew? Okay.
Linda, is there another
one? So we'll do.
No, we're doing it with you. Right?
Yeah, we'll do Aaron and then Linda's group.
Okay.
Hello. Well, I've been very inspired by all the sessions here at Holden Village, and so I went to the poetry session this afternoon and. I decided I was going to go down to the craft gate. Well, nobody was down there. I'd never been down there, so it's very interesting down there. exploring and trying. I was actually just going to draw my shapes. So I was kind of started with that. And then as I was sitting there, I think it was Laura that came down and said something about Valentine's Day. And then I saw on the table there are these two colored embroidery threads. Of course, they were red and pink. So aww. I started with a design of a heart. You can all see. Yes. And then, I don't know, poem just kind of came to me pretty quickly, actually. So the first part kind of introduces the poem and then the poem. Nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus my Lord. Powerful and true are these words. God loves me. And there is a heart desire like these intertwined strings to share the joy and sorrows life on earth brings. In play, work, and romance for the rest of our days, we will sit together looking out on the water and glistening sun rays. It may not look like a perfect shaped Godiva chocolate heart, but I'm confident when this love comes, it will be sweeter, beautiful, and not tart.
This next group song, then we'll hear Kathy, and I'll tell you more later.
Now, do we have any more songs left after this? Is this it?
I think this is it.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is a universal experience, and I realized this week we have all shared this experience. Let's do it. I don't sing, by the way, so hang on.
I'm singing!
Okay, go ahead. We met up on the boat, talked and shared our names. But once we stood on Holden soil, everybody looked the same.
I don't remember your name. I don't remember your name.
I know you knit and love red wine,
but I don't remember your name.
Again last night we bonded over toast and tea. We prayed and sang at Vespers, but your name got away from me.
Oh, I don't remember your name. I don't remember your name.
I know you love red wine and knit,
but I don't remember your name.
I thought I would remember after we sang hymns. But standing here this morning, I've forgotten your name again.
I don't remember your name. I don't remember your name.
I know you knit and love red wine,
but I don't remember your name.
I don't remember your name.
You have another one.
I don't remember your name.
I know you knit. But when I see your smiling face, my memory hits the skids.
Oh, I don't remember your name. I don't remember your name.
I know you knit and love red wine,
but I don't remember your name.
I know you're blonde and got big tits.
I don't remember your name.
You're good friends with my college chum,
but I don't remember your name.
I don't remember your name.
I don't remember your name.
I need to be a teacher on the buses.
with Austin, and then Linda's gonna perform the song by yourself as well.
So I was at Elizabeth's poetry session also. And the title of this poem is, if you haven't guessed already, is Instructions to the Artist. Dear artist, please note, paint with colors soft but clear this self of mine, as you have probably seen, at least in your imagination. My lean, strong body, jumping from mountaintop to mountaintop, with a bear and her cubs feeding below on huckleberry bushes. My hair is long and golden, flowing free in the late summer afternoon, fluffy white cumulus clouds above. Please be sure that my smile is real, not some fake one plastered on my face. My cheeks are full and tinged pink, eyes gleaming emerald green, something I have always treasured, just like Mom's. When you are finished, sign it and title it any way which suits you, but fits the scene. Nature Girl Gone Wild.
Elizabeth, then Linda, and then we'll have a closing prayer.
What a pleasure to hear those portraits and the songs and to see the paintings and the photographs. I'll just say it again. My name is Elizabeth. And
hi, Elizabeth.
I have been high ever since I arrived. I don't know how I'm going to get back to Seattle tomorrow. So I have been bitten by the Holden bug.
You can just stay.
Tempt me. So I'm going to read a poem that is not called Instructions to the Artist. It's called The Girl Who Goes Alone. Here's the thing about being a girl and wanting to play outside. All the grown-ups grind it into you from the get-go. Girls outside aren't safe. That guy in the car, if he rolls down the window and leans his head out, run. Because the best you can hope for is a catcall. And at worst, you'll wind up with your face on the side of a milk carton. Even when you're a grown-up girl, your father, because he loves you, will send you a 4-page article about how to protect yourself while standing at the ATM, while jogging solo. An article informing you how to distinguish phony police and avoid purse snatchers, pickpockets, rapists, and thugs. Tell someone you're going into the woods alone, and they'll story your head with trailside cougar attacks, cave-dwelling misogynists, lightning strikes, forest fires, flash floods, and psychopaths with a sixth sense for a woman alone in a tent. To be a girl alone in a tent is to know that if something goes wrong, you picked the trailhead where the axe murderer lurks. Or the valley of girl-eating gophers. If you don't come home intact, the morning will be mixed with I told you so's from everyone whose idea of camping involves an RV or a Motel 6. The message is clear. Girls must be chaperoned. So when, at the end of the day, you zip up the tent and lie back in your sleeping bag, fleece jacket bundled into a lumpy pillow under your head, the second you close your eyes, every least night noise is instantly magnified. You lie there, listening, running a mental inventory of any potentially scented item. Did everyone make it into the food bag hung from a tree? Toothpaste, trail mix, chapstick, sunscreen. Fuck. Sunscreen still in your pack, nestled right beside you, where outdoor man used to sleep. So you're up, out of the tent, headlamp casting its too bright spotlight, darkening the dark outside its reach as you lower the bag, shove the sunscreen in, hoist and tie. Far enough from the ground to elude the bears, far enough along the branch to thwart raccoons,
tree far enough from the tent to keep from signaling the proximity of ground-level, girl-shaped snacks. You go alone, in part, to prove that though outdoor man has left you, his body is the only geography he can deprive you of. He can give his muscled calves and thighs, his shoulders, chest, and hands to another woman, but not the Sauk River old growth, snowfields of Rainier, sea stacks of Shy Shy. He can keep you from the sweet, blood-thrilling hum of his body, but not the sweaty, blood-thumping pleasure of a hard-earned panoramic view or high-altitude starlight. The thing about being a girl who goes alone, who goes again and again, is that it freaks the potential next boyfriend. He doesn't want to be out-machoed, and he doesn't want to admit it, and he hopes you can't tell. The thing about being a girl who still goes alone is that it proves you don't need him, and no matter how you show him you want him, it's not the same, and you both know it. Zipped back into the tent, you remind yourself, you've never really been in danger. When have you ever been in danger? Well, there was that boy, but years ago, a teenager like you, driving around bored and pissed at the world, his BB gun and his father's two rifles on the seat beside him. Lucky you, the gun he leveled on the window ledge lodged nothing more than a BB in your thigh. The thing about being a girl alone in the woods is you know too much about the grain of truth in the warnings. Even if you seem impervious, weird, good luck leaving you so far unscathed, you know the other girl's stories. Your sister, date raped after a party in college. A friend raped by a stranger at knife point. The two women shot on the Pinnacle Lake Trail. The singer killed by coyotes in Nova Scotia. The thing about being a girl alone in the woods is you feel like you shouldn't go if you're afraid. If you go, it should mean that you're never afraid. Your friends will think that you go unafraid. This girl who goes alone is always afraid. Always negotiating to keep the voices in her head at a manageable pitch of hysteria. I go knowing that there will be a moment, maybe long moments, maybe hours of them, maybe the whole trip, when I curse myself for going alone, when I lie in the tent and all I am is fear. But I walk into the wilderness alone because the animal in me needs to fill her nose with the scent of stone and lichen, ocean salt and pine forest, warming in early sun. I walk into the wilderness alone so I can hear myself, so I can feel real to myself. The girl who goes alone claims for herself the madrona, juniper, daybreak. She claims hemlock, prairie falcon, nightfall. She claims nurse log, sea star, glacial moraine, huckleberry, trillium, salal, snowmelt, avalanche lily, waterfall, birdsong, limestone, granite, moonlight, schist, cirque, saddle, summit, ocean. She claims the curve of the earth. The girl who goes alone says with her body, the world is worth the risk.
I have nothing to follow. Yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No idea.
experience.
Well, okay, you got a choice between kind of a My Leaf song. Some of you heard of it, not very many. It's a song about life and death and leaves, etc. Or I can show you some French Canadian something.
What?
Your
Leaf song,
great. No, wait, what? What's the song? Okay. Song from Quebec.
Yeah.
Or Leafs.
Both.
Lord, okay.
Quebec?
Together. Blend it. Blend it like a good margarita. Blend it.
Okay, leave.
Is it going to leave now?
Possibly. Okay. So this is a little song I wrote when I couldn't think of a song to write. And I was just going to write this thing about leaves that I didn't even want to write, but it was an assignment. And then it'd be turned into this thing. So I don't always remember the words. How I love the new leaves when they come. How they open up their little faces. They lift their heads and smile upon the sun. And bring their joy to all disheartened places. I love the thousand greens in which they dress. So many greens, yet none of them unwelcome. And as they grow, they turn and stretch and open. And never wonder why they have been summoned. I love the way they offer up their breath. Breathe in turn the breath of other beings. They raise their arms to wind and rain and thunder. They never ask for other than they're given. I love their quiet turn to shades of fire. Letting go the flying and the falling. That single glorious leap into their fullness. The waiting, fading arms of their companions. I close my eyes and see beneath the snow. Crumpled bodies giving up their leafness. The sinking in, the easing, the forgetting. The dreamless sleep, the dying of the deathless. Oh, how I love the new leaves when they come. How they open up their little faces. They lift their heads to smile upon the sun. And bring their joy to all disheartened places.
My husband and I, after
after deciding that she didn't know two people who were so irreverent but so religious at the same time. You've heard a bit of the irreverence, so I wanted to share a bit of the religious. Let's pray. I guess I will say at the beginning that we do a lot of around tables in Holden. So this is a little bit about coming to the table. Come, Lord Jesus, come to the table. Come, Lord Jesus, come to us now. Come in the bread and come in the wine and come through the hearts of those who kneel beside us. Come to the world within, to the world without. Heal the brokenness that still divides us. Come, Lord Jesus, come to the table. Come, Lord Jesus, come to us now. Oh, come and heal us now.